Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. I'm so excited to have the opportunity here of having Hunter Thompson on the show. So, Hunter, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, honor to be on.
Again, for those who aren't familiar with Hunter, he's a founder of ASIM Capital, the author of Raising Capital for Real Estate, doing both sides of things happening. I'm so excited to kind of go through this and really spend time helping people understand everything as far as, you know, the whole idea as far as lessons from raising capital. How do you actually scale and grow and build your business? What are the things that you've gone through? So with all that said, let's go ahead and just dive in, Hunter.
Hey, again, thanks again for the opportunity. And I'm really excited to share my story with this audience.
Well, let's hear all about it.
So first of all, I'm just very grateful to be on here. I'm just such a big fan of everything that you guys have put together. And kind of we were talking offline and, you know, what do you want to talk about? Like, what can you share with our audience? And, you know, I think there's probably a lot of people that are watching this or listening to this right now that feel like Russell like connects with them in some way. And I'm definitely one of those people. And one of those things, the reasons that I feel that way is like the speed of execution. Something that he says that is just super, super burned into my brain is that money follows simplicity and speed, not complexity and perfection. And depending on how naturally you are inclined to that, is really irrelevant. Just know that that's the truth. Like the faster you can go and the more confident you can move in your movements, the more results you're going to have. And so, you know, a couple of years ago, I have a podcast. It's the Cashflow Connections Real Estate Podcast. I have a private equity company where we raise capital for real estate deals. And it's very common to have a business and to also have kind of a side hustle as a coaching program. So I created that and it was something that, you know, generated around $10,000 per month. You know, my skill set, I ended up writing a book on the topic. Thankfully, I didn't just sell it on Amazon. Holy cow, that was close. I read .com secrets like right before I pushed print, basically. It's like, oh my gosh, that was close. But so basically I had this digital product business. I had this private equity company. And my wife and I started having just discussions around, you know, what we want our life to be like when we start having kids. And, you know, I remember we were sitting in this garage, like right over there, and we live in Los Angeles. It's expensive, you know, high taxes and all that. And she was basically like, look, I know that you want to be in a position where I can take some time off where, when we start having children. And, you know, I want to get started with that. I want to get started with that conversation. And, you know, we're forward thinkers. We're always like living 2 years in the future. So I'm like, okay, like, what's that look like? Well, she's like, look, if your goal is for us to be in that position, like whatever you're trying to work on and to create that for us, you know, you should start now because like, we don't want to have to try to create that once we do have kids. Cause everyone knows like your schedule completely changes once we have kids. And I basically, it was one of those moments where I realized, okay, now I can like gamify this. And that's something that I'm just super, super passionate about. Okay. What can I like, as opposed to just taking a general goal, can I shorten the timeline somehow? Can I raise the stakes? Can I make it even more exciting than it's supposed to be? And only in those circumstances, I can get like a tremendous amount done in short order. And so that was one of those moments when she said that, like, hey, if you want that as a goal, if we want that as a goal, there's no better time for you to do that now. And I'm sure that a lot of guys are listening to this right now. And if you've ever had a conversation similar to that with your wife, where you're thinking, wow, I didn't know we were having the conversation about having kids yet, but now all of a sudden it's real. Like this is totally different. So that was one of those moments for me. And it just lit me on fire. And so my goal was to create another, you know, $10,000, $12,000 a month business. And I joined CCX and basically retooled the same things, the same skill set, the same personality. I had the same podcast, all those things. But there's a difference between having something that does $10,000 a month and let's say $100,000 a month is not 10 times more work. It just,
man, that's such great advice. I totally agree with you on that.
It's just doing it right. It's just, you know, making a little bit more compelling, make it a little bit more, making a value ladder a little bit more makes sense. Okay. It's the next rational step as opposed to kind of going the circuitous route, whatever, just typical mistakes we all make the first time we build a funnel, which is, you know, what I did. And with the playbook that 2CCX lined out, which at the time was focused on doing a summit and then, you know, making an offer to the people that you have at the summit, et cetera. We retooled my funnel, created a mastermind specifically for capital raisers, which is what I do professionally, did a summit specifically about raising money. And we launched this thing and ended up doing $250,000 in the first month as a pop. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is fire. This is hot. We have to make this thing keep going. And I can continue on, but that was kind of an early success story that I had with 2CCX.
So is that 250, you raised 250 or you made 250?
Yeah, good point. So we had 25 people join the mastermind and it was a $10,000 mastermind. We had it join really, really quickly.
That's awesome. So for the mastermind, I think that's a key piece here. So when you look at scaling and growing a business, what are some of the things that really matter? Yeah. So those who are listening, again, you went through 2CCX, you're now obviously part of the inner circle, and we're, again, I hope to see you here in a couple of weeks, but
yeah, I'll be there.
I'm excited just to help people understand, how does this actually scale and grow?
Well, you know, the first thing is, the mistake that I made, like previously in the funnel, was that I had a book that was a lead generation tool for raising money, right? It was a book about raising money. Literally, the name of my book is Raising Capital for Real Estate. And then the offer was a 997 offer, a course about real estate entrepreneurship, about how to find good deals. It didn't really make sense. It wasn't the next rational step. You want to know how to find deals before you need to know how to raise capital. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So I wrote a book about like what most people consider, you know, the most important skill in real estate, but you don't really figure that out until you've already kind of, you got to know what you're doing or you shouldn't be raising money at all. And so it didn't really make sense to go first buy the book about raising money, then learn about real estate. So, you know, we retooled that and just doubled down, tripled down. There's so many real estate coaching programs about how to find good deals, how to talk to brokers, how to negotiate with lenders, how to find good markets. And I said, you know what? We're not going to do any of that. All we're going to do is focus on what I consider to be the most lucrative skill in the world, which is raising capital. And so the name of our mastermind is Raise Masters, and it's the number one mastermind for elite capital raisers. And all of a sudden now we have no competitors. No one in our niche is doing the same thing. And so like Russell says, again, now all of a sudden you have all potential for a lot of affiliates as opposed to people that don't want to do any business with you.
Man, I love that. So as you take a look at you know, scaling and growing and building that, what are some of the things that you're spending your time and effort on?
Well, gosh, the cool thing about this is that our mastermind is a 12-month mastermind. So the moment that someone sends us this check, you know, as a capitalist, which I absolutely am, I want to figure out how we can get another check from them at the end of the 12-month period. So what I do is I do everything I can to over-deliver. And as probably a lot of people watching this know, if you lead with tactics, if you do a webinar that's supposed to be a lead gen tool and all it is tactics, you're not going to get any sales. And of course, I made that mistake a while back as well. But once they...
I'm going to have you state that again, because I think...
Okay. So the first perfect webinar that I did, I say perfect in air quotes for those that are listening on the podcast, I had 100 people show up, which was awesome. Organic, warm leads, 100 people showed up. And I took the perfect webinar script and I literally put 3 extra slides in there that were not in the templates that we all know and love. And those 3 slides were filled with tactics and content and actually the information that most people think that they want. It was the answers to their questions. And the problem is, when you do that, you give someone the playbook, but they have not bought in enough to actually take action. And they say, oh, cool, great presentation. I love it. And then they just don't take action and move on and you never hear from them again. And guess what? They're not going to do anything in this industry because you didn't say this information is so valuable, I got to put it behind a paywall. So I had 100 people show up to an application, which no one filled out. The perfect webinar could not be less perfect. Like, again, that's like a crazy, crazy show up rate. Like 100 people showed up. Nobody even booked a call, let alone paid us anything. So how many lives did we change? None. So, you know, it took me a couple months to realize what had happened, but I eventually removed those 3 slides, realized I wasn't smarter. It's not, the hashtag isn't you're smarter than Russell, hashtag you're smarter, right? So I changed the hashtag in my mind, remove those slides. And now we do a webinar. If we have 100 people show up, you know, we may make $100,000.
That's a big difference.
That's a big difference.
So for those people who are listening, what are some of the advice you would give them in that situation?
Oh gosh. You know, something that is without confidence, it's very difficult to make moves. And so, I mean, one of the things, like I said, I wanted to talk to your audience about is like with a coach comes confidence because you can see the success stories, you know, the playbook works. And so when something like that happens, when you bomb your first webinar, you don't say, you know what, I'm probably going to go be a nutritionist, which a lot of people do as entrepreneurs. We hit that massive roadblock and we go, I knew this wasn't for me. I knew the space was too competitive. I knew Facebook ads were too expensive. We move on because there's so many reasons to do that. But with a coach, with the playbook, you can say, you know what, maybe it's those three slides that he told me not to put in my presentation. I'll give you some other stuff just on the topic. This concept of like shortening the timeline is really, really powerful to me because again, that gamification really, really helps. So anytime that I want to accomplish something, I don't just like set out to accomplish it. It's not only time bound, it's time bound to where it's almost impossible. So, you know, I actually had a wrist injury from lifting not long ago. And as soon as I realized that I was seriously injured and that I needed to take some time off of lifting, I was like, okay, what can I do to get my mind off this? And I realized the LA marathon was coming up. It was only 12 weeks away, which is like, I've never run a marathon before. It's 12 weeks away. I'm like, okay, that is exciting. That's so exciting that I can't even miss a day unless it's like a day for recovery. So what am I going to do? I'm going to hire a previous Olympic trials coach on Instagram, $150 a week. I'm going to go tell everybody I'm running the marathon and it's only going to be 12 weeks. And this is the exact time that I want to run. I hire the coach, I shorten the timeline, I raise the stakes, I get some witnesses. And now that I have the playbook, I can take action every single day leading up to the marathon. And I ran the marathon, did the time I wanted to do. I finished in the top 3% of the LA marathon. I got like 500th out of 15,000 or something like that. But the point is, the only reason I was able to do this is that it didn't rely on my willpower, right? I created a situation where there was this massive snowball of momentum that I had manifested out of thin air about how time-bound it was, the fact that I had a coach, that I told people about it, that I picked my shot in terms of the fact that this is the exact time I'm going to run. There was no other option for me than to just take action every single day. So those are a couple of things that I think entrepreneurs need to hear. Without the confidence of the playbook, though, I would not have been able to do any of that stuff.
Man, So Hunter, first of all, what was your time? My wife's a marathon runner.
Oh, cool. So I ran a 3:10, which was like 7:15s for the mile.
That's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, and I have a background as a runner. So like I have some natural inclinations there. But then after the marathon, I was like, okay, I got to get back in shape. I like to lift. So what's 2 months away? Well, my wife and I, we did our bachelorette together. So I was like, okay, Miami, want to look good for that. So what do? I hire a professional bodybuilder. I start taking the diet. I gained 15 pounds in 2 months. And like, so like, but that stuff, that's like a 3-year goal for a lot of people, or even worse, it's not time bound. So if you're like, I want to quote, get in shape infinitely, right? Yeah. It doesn't happen ever, but with only 2 months, then it's like, wait, how many days can I lift in those 2 months? It's a complete mindset shift.
I love that. So what are the things, from a coaching standpoint here, advice, what are the things can people do to shorten the timeline?
Well, I'm super competitive in the best way possible, meaning that I really do like to see my competitors succeed. I just want to be up there with them. Yeah, I want to be in the conversation. You know, I want to be making moves and I want to make them a little bit intimidated and excited the way that they make me as well. So when it comes to that, I look at a calendar. The first time I come up with a goal, I look at a calendar and say, what is almost impossible? Because that will make you get someone's attention. By the way, you know, if you're working on anything that's worth doing, if you do it, the first thing anyone's going to ask you is how long did it take you? So like, think about if you are want to be in this community, for example, imagine that you're going to have to tell your story at Funnel Hacking Live. And what do they do every time they announce that someone won a 2-comma club award? They tell them how long it took, because that's the part that really blows people's minds. Like, oh, wow, that's how long it took, because you just got it right that one time. So anytime I'm doing something significantly, whether it's writing a book, running a marathon, getting in shape, any of that stuff, I want to be in a position that I can tie that time boundness on it because it makes it so that it doesn't rely just on my willingness to get up early.
I love that. I'm so fascinated by this whole idea as far as, you know, how to shorten the timeline. I mean, that's one of the main things that I take a look at, you know, when we started ClickFunnels to get to where we were, when we are looking at the different things we're trying to do or the people we're working with, whatever it might be. I think the key here is to help people understand whatever that timeline is, the longer the timeline, it's like you don't feel the sense of urgency. You don't feel like, oh my gosh, does it really matter? And I think, and I've seen this, you know, again, go both different directions on this. Make sure it's a realistic timeline, but at the same time, it's a timeline that you can be held accountable for. And so I love how you had, was it 16 weeks or 12 weeks?
Well, see, the reason I say 12 weeks is that people that run marathons know that like the buildup for a marathon is supposed to be 16 weeks.
That's
usually assuming you're like in running shape when you start that 16 weeks. But for me, I literally was like, had a cast on at the time, looked at the calendar, realized it was 12 weeks to the day. And before I had time to do anything, I just started running. I just went out and just ran because I knew like that day was going to be critical. If I was going to, because if it's 12 weeks, that means you're probably only training hard for 10 weeks. You have a 2-week taper. So like I recognized it was all on the line. But you can do the same thing in business and you can do the same thing even for your long-term goals. So on our private equity side of our company, you know, we want to raise $40 million this year. So that's $10 million per quarter. So like just that alone can help you tremendously because then you know you have transparency, you have accountability in your business. If we end up only raising $5 million this quarter, something's off. And if you're familiar with the term, you know, EOS or the book Traction, for example, that would be an issue. The issue is we're off by about 5 million. Are we going to be able to correct it the following quarter? These are conversations that people are having at Fortune 500 companies, but they're not a lot taking place in the solopreneur space because people have not taken the time to kind of reverse engineer their goals down to quarterly, monthly, daily goals.
Oh my gosh. I have lived for years in this whole idea as, again, quarterly, monthly, weekly, daily, because I look at everything. Everything is, it's whatever the quarter is, those are the things we're trying to get achieved. And then to get it done, achieved in the quarter, what I need to do in the month. And what do I need to do in the week? And what do I need to do in every single day? It's one of those things where I remember people saying, oh, I'll get it done by the end of the year. I'm like, you can't, that type of a goal never works because it's not broken down. And I think totally. That as you take a look at scaling and growing and building your business, all those things truly, truly do matter. It's like saying, you know what, I want to have 5,000 people at an event or whatever it might be. And you're going, well, when's the event? Oh, it's end of the year. Well, no. You got it. How many people I'm going to have this month? How many people I'm going to have next month? What do I need to do? And I think that so many entrepreneurs have dreams and they get excited, but they don't break it down. And I think what you're talking about here, Hunter, is so critical, is you got to break these things down into much more realistic timeframes and hold yourself accountable on a regular basis instead of just once a year. So I love seeing success. Again, take a look at as far as the $40 million. That's one thing. That's a lot for the year, but you got to break it down on a quarterly basis. And
totally.
So I love that. Any other advice or things you'd recommend?
Well, I got to say that this has been kind of a couple of cool stories about some cool things I've done. And so some people can say like, oh, that's coming off as kind of braggy. And I get it. But what this is supposed to really be about is this is not a story about my willpower, right? This was due to a requirement. In the sense that I understand the only reason I was able to accomplish those things is because I don't believe in my own willpower, especially over the long term. You know what I mean? It's not that I'm just like, it was out of a necessity that I kind of created those systems for getting stuff done because, you know, I struggled in school. I did not do well in college. I was kind of a slacker. You know what I mean? Like when I look back, it's just so much wasted time because the stakes weren't high enough to meet.
Yeah.
So in the world of entrepreneurship, I want to put myself in a position where it's like almost intimidating. And so, you know, that's just how I like to play the game. And so, again, like when we went back and retooled our thing, the business completely changed. And it was a matter of like, how hard are you willing to work for the money that's on the table and this opportunity that's clearly there? And that was a result of just kind of listening to you guys. So again, I just wanted to thank you guys, and I'm just so grateful to be part of this awesome community.
Oh, well, thank you so much again, Hunter. Any parting words?
Oh, get after it. No, the framework is raise the stakes, get a coach, shorten the timeline, get some witnesses, tell everybody. Some people get uncomfortable about this. Go on social media, make your shot, make your claim, and then take massive action every single day. That will get you very, very far in a short amount of time.
I'm going to have you repeat that one more time. I want to hear people hear that because that's really important.
Number one. Okay. I'll just do a little bit of a little side note, but here's the thing. Most goals do not excite us. So the first thing that I want to do is raise the stakes significantly, tie other people into it. Okay. Raise the stakes, get a coach, shorten the timeline, get some witnesses, and take massive action every single day.
Perfect. Five tips. I love it so much. Hunter, thank you. I appreciate your time and wish you all the best.
You too. Talk soon.
See ya. All right. I hope you absolutely loved all that we just went through. I think the cool thing for me is as I take a look and think of all the things that 100% of the people who have had success, they all have this one thing in common, and that is they all actually built a funnel. So we decided we'd actually release how people can actually do this. So you can go to yourfirstfunnel.com, and it basically shows everyone how to create your first funnel. If you take a look at all the cool free things that are included in this huge list, is a great thing when you start taking a look at what are the things you want to do when you're building your own business. But definitely you want to go to yourfirstfunnel.com. Here you'll see Russell, where he literally goes through all of the details in this amazing video there. In addition to that, he goes through and we actually give this massive overview of all the free stuff. So realize if this is your first time to try ClickFunnels, you actually get 30 days free. In the past, it's always been 14 days. You get 30 days right now. Plus, you get 14 days of live coaching, plus Russell's 30-day book. I love this book. This is one of my favorites because it actually goes through where you can see 30 other people in different industries, what they would do if they had to start from scratch. And it's like 520 pages, or I mean, just crazy. And they actually send you the book. Plus, the Funnel Hacker Cookbook, which is just an awesome thing. I remember we're actually going through all that with Russell in our little kitchen here in the office. But the cool part is he actually goes through every single tiny little thing that you could do. And it's like a cookbook where you just add it into your page that you're building, your funnel, all that stuff. Plus 102 insane, done for you, ready to go funnels. So you can just hit the ground running today. And that's where, again, these are existing funnels. You can just plug them in. Plus the free headline generator software, which is just awesome because it actually helps you create the headlines, which is so hard for most of us. In addition to that, you get a free list building secrets training, which goes through all the things as far as how do you build your list. So yeah, you got the headline, but now you also have to have the list of where you're going to go. We're trying to get everyone to get that the first 1,000 people within the first 30 days. Plus Tony Robbins' private collection, 7 of Tony's trainings. Obviously, I just adore Tony and the stuff that he provided for all businesses is just amazing. So you want to see that. Plus you also get Dan Kennedy's herd building training seminar, which is one of my favorites. I absolutely love working with Dan and seeing the stuff that he's done. That was one of my favorite ones. Plus you also get ClickFunnels Funnel Hacker t-shirt. All this stuff is free. And I just want to make sure that you understand that we want you to go to yourfirstfunnel.com, and that way you can actually see it and go through it, see what's there. And we just want to make sure you guys are having success. So we'll talk to you soon.